Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Boosting habitat along the North Platte River in the Casper region by encouraging beaver to build dams. Stay tuned. In a major effort to improve riparian health and water quality in the Casper region, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, along with several partners, installed and maintained 130 beaver dam analogs along Lone Tree Creek and Bolton Creek this season. Beaver dam analogs are man-made structures designed to mimic the form and function of natural beaver dams. By using wooden posts and woven willow branches, these structures slow down the flow of water, allowing it to spread across the floodplain rather than rushing downstream. The water then continues to travel downstream, now cleaner, as it enters the North Platte River. The construction of BDAs can benefit both fish and wildlife species. One of the primary goals of the Lone Tree and Bolton Creek projects is to extend the green-up period for terrestrial wildlife. By raising the local water table, BDAs sub-irrigate the surrounding land, fostering the growth of lush, protein-rich vegetation well into the dry summer months. Willow Bish is terrestrial habitat biologist for the Game and Fish. She says these riparian areas are like the supermarkets of the high desert. She says when we keep these areas green longer, we provide critical forage for mule deer, pronghorn, and sage grouse, especially during the late season when other forage is dried out. The 130 new structures serve as a defense against erosion that would dump sediment into the North Platte River. John McCoy, Game and Fish aquatic habitat biologist, says Bolton Creek is a significant tributary to the North Platte, and during heavy rain or snowmelt, it can carry high volumes of sediment into the main river. So he says it's critical we work to reduce the amount of sediment dumped into the river to maintain clean reds for spawning trout. BDAs also allow sediment to settle behind the structures rather than enter the North Platte. This, along with increased riparian vegetation, reduces erosion, keeps the river cleaner, and protects the gravel beds essential for trout spawning in this blue ribbon trout fishery. Game and Fish has a track record of using these techniques across the state, from early pilot projects in the Shirley Basin to larger scale efforts near Pinedale and Laramie. Game and Fish has seen these structures transform incised leaking streams back into vibrant, sponge-like ecosystems. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.